A lot of jobs are stepping stones to other professions, saving up to start a business, the waitress who wants to make it big on Broadway, even working your way up to be the manager of a fast food franchise, all 21st century stripped down versions of the American dream. Well, Starbucks thinks it has a better idea, offering a college education as an employee benefit, earning a free ride to college along with a salary for making all those lattes and frappuccinos. Charlie Herman, business and economics editor for our producing partner, WNYC, a new kind of employee perk from Starbucks here?
Exactly. They just announced this program today, which is that if you're a junior or a senior and you are trying to finish school, that if you're able to basically transfer from wherever you're going to school to ASU, to Arizona State University, that you can have all of your tuition costs covered and you will not have to repay the company. You'll be enrolled in their online program, in their online curriculum, and this would be a big change for a lot of people who are having difficulty finishing school.
So it's not exactly like Oprah giving all of her employees a car, but it is significant.
The end goal is to demonstrate that success is best when it's shared. This is not about making more money. This is about attracting and retaining great people. And I think most importantly, providing an opportunity for our employees, a free college education and access to education that unfortunately they're not able to get on their own.
Now, Starbucks has really broken some ground in terms of the kinds of benefits they've offered to their employees. What sorts of things?
You know, they offer health care coverage to part-time employees.
That's
a big one, of course. They also offer equity in the company in the form of stock options. So this is another thing that they offered. Talking to Howard Schultz this morning, what he said was that this was something that they polled their employees to find out what's the thing they want the most. And it was this. They wanted help with their educational assistance. And so this program is, it's an online curriculum. As long as you are a part-time employee, at least, and you are taking a full load of class credits at Arizona State University, ASU Online, you will have the tuition paid for, reimbursed.
Really?
And if you graduate, or if you maybe you only go for one semester and then you stop, or maybe you stop working at Starbucks altogether, you don't have to pay the company back. And so they know that people might go on and they might look to work somewhere else. But for them, I think they're seeing this is a way to attract talent, as you just heard there, and also a way to try and address this issue of the number of people who aren't finishing school, that it's taking them more than 6 years, or they drop out, or there's financial issues that come up, and trying to find a way to balance the two.
Part of the statistics here is Starbucks realizing that a lot of people are going to work at Starbucks as a way of slowly paying off their tuition. This is a way for a more organized plan for actually doing that. Is this an in-service kind of a program where if you get an advanced degree, you'd get a promotion like a teacher does? It's different from that.
It could possibly be. I mean, there may be some investment that you now have in the company that you want to stay, or perhaps you go on to something else. But I talked to one employee, one barista, and she told me that this is going to be a huge change in her life to be able to go to school like this.
It's like, it's not going to be a financial burden. You know, it won't be money that's holding me back any longer. I'll be able to attain things that I saw for myself.
She's a little emotional.
Yeah, Tammy Lopez, as I was talking to her, she started to cry thinking about this when her father lost his job during the financial crisis. She had to basically start working and dropped out of school. And so for her, she saw this as an opportunity to maybe get a business degree, maybe open a dog grooming service. But the big picture is that she felt that she could now go to school. And this is a program that a lot of other businesses are sort of looking at, trying to find ways to provide some sort of educational opportunity to get people in a way more qualified for the jobs.
Before we go, there's turmoil at this level of the workforce. You've got some fast food workers striking for minimum wage or higher wages. Has Schultz come up with a way to really get the edge over the competition for high-quality workers?
I think this would definitely help doing that. I mean, he already pays more than minimum wage in many places. I think this is yet another step to try and attract people to work for Starbucks versus other retail companies.
Howard Schultz, CEO of Starbucks, with a plan to give people a free ride to Arizona State University's online educational program. Charlie Herman, business and economics editor for WNYC. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. and our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.